Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. This is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Acts chapter 19, verses 11 and 12. God did extraordinary miracles through Paul, so that even the handkerchiefs and aprons that had touched him were taken to the sick, and their illnesses were cured, and the evil spirits left them. I have no personal experience of my own handkerchiefs being a blessing to anyone else, and those close to me suggest that they probably wouldn't be. But that's not the point. God will work in the way he chooses, and in this wonderful period of Paul's ministry, that was exactly what he chose to do. The reference to the handkerchiefs here is probably to the sweatbands that Paul used in his daily tent-making work. When we hear about God working in miraculous ways, we're naturally keen to see him doing exactly the same things today. However, I believe our focus needs to be on the fact that God is always acting miraculously. It happens when people get better after a time of illness, when people recover after skillful surgery, when a child is born, when people find new hope, when we look at the beautiful countryside or watch a majestic sunset. Every day we are being blessed by miracles, and that needs to encourage us to expect God to work in new and amazing ways. Looking at my handkerchiefs or my shadow, I don't have any particular expectation that God is suddenly going to do amazing miracles with them. But looking at the miraculous God that I know, I find it very easy to believe that he might do so. So let me ask you a question. In what ways have you seen God act miraculously in the last week? And now let me pray with you. Loving God, open our eyes to see the amazing miracles that you are going to do today. Amen. I'm so glad you've joined me today, and I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.